Title, Percussion Density and Perceived Groove Advanced. All right, let's get into one of the most important, most misunderstood parts of drum and bass drum programming, percussion density and perceived groove. Because in DNB, more hits doesn't automatically mean more energy. Sometimes more hits just means more clutter. What we actually want is controlled density. Busy, but clean. Rolling, but still punchy. And most importantly, the listener always knows what to nod to. Today we're building a modern roller-style drum section in Ableton Live using mostly stock tools, and we're going to treat density like a design parameter, not a spam button. Before we start, a quick mindset shift that will level up your programming immediately. Density is attention budgeting. If the listener's ear can't decide what to follow, your groove doesn't feel rolling. It feels busy. Here's a quick test you can use anytime. Solo your hats and percussion. Ask yourself, what's the main pulse? If you can't answer in 2 seconds, you don't have groove, you have noise. And that's fixable. Okay, Ableton open. Let's set this up. Step 0. Session and routing. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere in 172 to 176 is fine, but 174 is a sweet spot. Create these tracks, a drums bus as an audio track, then MIDI tracks for kick, snare, hats, and perk, and optionally, an audio track for a break layer. It's optional, but in DNB it's also kind of a cheat code for motion, so we'll keep it in mind. Now route all the drum tracks to your drums bus. In Ableton, that's audio too, then select drums bus. On the drums bus, drop a simple stock chain that gives you a consistent glue while you build density. First, blue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto ratio 2 to 1. Then bring the threshold down until you're seeing maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not smashing it. This is just a vibe frame. Next, a saturator. Drive around 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. Again, subtle. Then EQ 8, high pass at about 25 to 30 HC, steep slope, 24 dB per octave. And if things get crispy later, a gentle wide dip somewhere around 6 to 9 KHC. 1 to 2 dB, don't decide that right now, just know that's a common spot. This chain is here so as you add density, you're always hearing it through a consistent bus feel, and you won't overreact later when you finally add glue. Now step 1. Lock the backbone. Kick and snare that never lies. This is the law for rollers, the groove happens around the backbone, not instead of it. Make a 1 bar loop. Kick goes on 1.1.1. Then add a second kick. You've got two common options. Put it on 1.3.3 for that roller push, or 1.3.1 for a more open feel. Pick one based on vibe. If you're unsure, go 1.3.3 and adjust later. Snare goes on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. That's home base. For sound sources, you can use drum rack, simpler, whatever. The key is separation. Keep kick and snare on their own tracks so you can protect them. On the snare track, add drum bus. Not on the whole drum bus, just the snare track for now. Drive somewhere like 2 to 6, crunch maybe 5 to 15%, and keep boom off unless the snare needs body. If you do turn boom on, keep it low. In DNB, a snare with too much low body can steal room from your bass design. Here's your first checkpoint. Mute everything except kick and snare. Does it still feel like DNB? Does it still feel confident? If not, fix that now. Because density won't save a weak backbone. Density will just hide it. Step 2. Build the 3-layer hat system. This is where perceived groove really lives. Anchor, density, and texture. Let's start with the anchor hat. This is your reference pulse. It's what the listener subconsciously locks to. Program a closed hat on offbeat 8th notes. 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, 1.4.3. Now humanize it, but don't get cute. Alternate velocity, 85, 70, 85, 70. Simple. Keep timing basically gridlocked. The anchor is allowed to be rigid. In fact, it should be. We humanize the exceptions, not everything. Next, the density hat. Duplicate that hat lane to a second sound, either another chain in drum rack or a second MIDI track. This layer fills the gaps, but it should not become a constant treadmill. Add 1/16 hats, but only as bursts. A great default. Only add 1/16 activity in the last half of the bar, beats 3 and 4, so the groove feels like it's leaning into the snare and into the next bar. Keep these hats quieter. Velocity range around 25 to 55. Then shape them so they feel like air, not mid-range spam. Add auto filter, set it to high pass, frequency somewhere between 4 and 8 kHC, with a little drive if needed, like 0 to 3. That one move alone is huge. Your density becomes shimmer and motion. Not why does my mix sound like cardboard. Third layer, texture hat. This is the advanced trick. You create perceived complexity without necessarily adding notes. Pick a hat or shaker or even a noisy top loop, but instead of programming more hits, you modulate it. An easy way, put utility on it, and automate gain so it fades in and out like ghost entrances. Maybe it comes in for a bar, disappears for a bar, peaks in right before a transition. You're creating movement in the arrangement, not just movement in the piano roll. If you want a more sound design Y texture, try corpus, subtly, tube or beam, dry slash wet 5-12%, tune by ear. You're not trying to make it obvious. You're trying to make the top end feel designed. Now step 3. Ghost notes. The secret engine of rolling. Ghosts should be felt, not heard. On the snare track, at very low velocity ghost snare hits just before the main snare. Common placements are around 1.1.4 and 1.3.4. These are basically pre-echoes that pull you toward the backbeat. Set velocity super low, 10 to 30, then micro-time them. This is where you steer the pocket. If you nudge them slightly late, like 1 to 6 milliseconds, you get a lazy pull. If you nudge them slightly early, you get urgency. In Ableton, turn off grid if you need to. Then alt-drag notes for tiny nudges, or edit the start time in the note panel. Process ghosts so they don't cloud the low mids. EQ 8, high pass around 200 to 400 HC. Then a tiny saturator like 1 dB drive, just to make them consistent. And here's the ghost note rule that will save you. If you mute the main snare and you can clearly hear the ghosts as a pattern, they're too loud. Ghosts are not a second snare part. They're friction. Step 4. Percussion layer. Call and response, not constant chatter. This is rims, claves, conga ticks, little woody hits. Jungle-informed rollers love this because it adds attitude without adding cymbal wash. Try a one-bar pattern like this. Put a rim on 1.1.2 to create a forward lean. Another on 1.2.4 to answer the snare, and a quieter one on 1.4.4 to lead into the next bar. Do a velocity contour. Strong, medium, soft, like 80, 55, 35. That contour matters. It tells the listener what's important. Now we introduce groove, but selectively. Open the groove pool and grab something like Swing 16-55 or an MPC 16 Swing. Apply it only to the perk and the density hat, not the kick and snare. Set timing amount around 10 to 20%. Keep velocity influence low, like 0 to 10%. Random very small, 0 to 5. The reason we avoid swinging the backbone is authority. DNB lives and dies by where 2 and 4 are. If your snare starts wobbling, everything feels smaller. Step 5. Control density with dynamics, so it doesn't flatten your mix. This is one of the biggest advanced differences between amateur busy drums and pro busy drums. The pro version makes room automatically. On the density hat track and the perk track, add compressor. Turn on sidechain, and choose the snare track as the input. Set ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Bring threshold down until you're seeing about 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. When the snare hits, what you're doing is making the snare the speaker and the density the room tone. So the groove is busy between hits, but when the snare lands, everything politely steps back. If full band ducking feels like it kills your sparkle, do a more surgical version. Use multiband dynamics on the density hat and clamp, mainly the high band above about 5 kHz, so you're ducking fizz, not the entire hat body, or do tonal ducking. After your hat chained, use a Q8 and automate a narrow dip around 7 to 10 kHz during snare hits. That's ducking by tone, and it's way less obvious than volume pumping. Now, a quick advanced coach moment on why this matters. Sometimes what feels like groove falling apart is actually frequency conflict. If your hats are sizzling exactly where your snare crack lives, the backbeat loses dominance, and the track stops feeling like it's rolling forward. The groove didn't change, the hierarchy did. Step 6. Arrange density like a DJ-friendly weapon. DNB is evolving repetition. The loop is supposed to stay recognizable, but it should breathe and progress. Here's a clean 16-bar density map. Bars 1 to 4, backbone plus anchor hat only. Clean, confident. Bars 5 to 8, introduce ghost snare and light perk. Now it starts rolling. Bars 9 to 12, add density hat bursts, mostly in beats 3 and 4. Energy rises. Bars 13 to 16. Add a microfill, maybe a tiny 1/32 roll, a reverse hat, a break slice, something that signals phrase ending without stepping on the snare. In Ableton, make this easy with two automation faders. One is a density fader, utility gain on the density layers. The second is a brightness fader, auto filter cutoff or an EQ shelf on the hat bus. Because here's another pro truth, perceived jump is often brightness, not more notes. Treat them as separate controls and your arrangements will instantly feel more intentional. Optional, break layer. Drop in an amen style break or any crisp break as texture. Keep it low. High pass it around 200 to 400 HC so it doesn't fight your kick and snare. If it's too constant, gate it rhythmically. You can even sidechain a gate from a hat pattern so the break becomes chopped air behind your program drums. Now let's hit a few common mistakes, because these show up all the time. Mistake 1. Constant 1/16 hats at the same velocity. That's the treadmill effect. It feels like running in place, not rolling forward. Fix. Bursts, contour, and hierarchy. Mistake 2. Swing on kick and snare without a plan. That's how you lose impact. Fix. Keep backbone rigid. Swing the answers and transitions. Mistake 3. Ghost notes too loud. Suddenly your main snare feels weak and papery. Fix. Ghosts are felt, not heard. Filter them, lower them. Mistake 4. Density living in the wrong frequency range. Mid-range percussion mud will mask bass presence and make the whole track feel smaller. Fix. High-pass density layers and let one transient win, which leads to another advanced issue, phase relationships. If you layer hats with similar transients, they can comb filter, and your hat tick will seem to disappear randomly. If that happens, try flipping phase and utility on one layer or nudging one layer by 5 to 15 samples, not milliseconds. Samples, tiny, or just high pass one layer higher so only one transient is in charge. Okay, now a mini exercise you should actually do, because it trains your ear fast. Create 3 versions of the same 8-bar loop, and do not change kick or snare placement. Version A. Add density mainly by adding more notes, 1/16 bursts and extras. Version B. Add density using velocity and micro timing with fewer added hits. Make it feel busy through feel, not count. Version C. Add density using texture and modulation. Auto filter movement, corpus, break whisper, erosion noise, room reflections, minimal added notes. Then level match all 3. This is critical. If one is louder, you'll think it grooves better even if it doesn't. Now do an A/B/C test and ask, which one feels fastest? Which one feels heaviest? Which one feels most expensive, like it belongs in a finished record? For a quick workflow boost, do the mute ladder test. Set up quick toggles, even just track mutes. This audio version is shortened for playback.